Tom, what you want to talk about?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You know, when you, I know when you said a corrupt system, were you talking about the United States system?
Yes, I guess yes. I was. I'm talking about the government of the United States.
Yeah, and, you know, they
perhaps
always
even the state of Missouri. Perhaps even the city of St. Louis.
When they talk about morals and values, I don't think this United States ever had any morals or values.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but some people do, some people don't.
Well, I can prove it. If anybody can tell me when they ever had any morals and values, do you know?
You mean when were they ever perfect? They were never perfect.
Well, I didn't say perfect. I say morals and values.
Yeah, well, some people have them, some people don't.
Well, I'm talking about the United States. You think they had ever had any morals and values?
Yes, I think some people have had morals and values, and some, it's a matter of degree. So.
Okay, you're saying, I'm talking only about the United States, and you say they have.
I think the level of corruption was less in the Jefferson administration and the Washington administration than the current Bush administration or Clinton administrations.
I think so. When you started off with slavery, is that morals and values?
Slavery's wrong.
Huh?
Slavery's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. That's what I'm talking about. Religion and politics is what really messes up these countries. You know, let me ask you this. Do you think the Pope is a Christian?
Wow, that's an interesting question.
You think he's a Christian?
Yeah, I suppose he is, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this then.
I mean, if he calls himself a Christian. I'm not going to doubt him on it.
If the Pope is a Christian, why do he allow these priests to rape these kids and get away with it?
Well, he's not God. He can't, you know, he's not God. He can't prevent
God. I say, do you think he's a Christian?
I don't think that the Pope knowingly either supported...
You don't think the Pope...
Apparently you don't want to hear my answer, so why don't you answer for me, too? It might be interesting. I can just sit back and relax, and you can converse with yourself. That might be fun for a couple minutes.
You're asking me if you want an answer or not,
you know?
I'm just afraid I don't get cut off, but go ahead and say what
you're working on it, I guess. That's not
a premonition,
I suppose. But
you probably want to do that.
Well, do you think he's a Christian? You tell me. You obviously have a strong opinion.
Hell no, I don't think he's a Christian.
Why isn't he a Christian?
Because if you was the leader, if you was the head leader of any organization and you allowed something like that to happen, wouldn't you be responsible if you're the leader of it?
I think if the Pope knowingly allowed it and did nothing about it and condoned it, it's not a Christian act.
But when you say a person
is not a Christian, that's a pretty strong statement. So I let people call themselves what they, you know, if I say, well, they're not really a Republican, they're not really a Democrat. Well, if that's what they call themselves, I mean, I'll let them call themselves what they want.
Well, I just look at how things go on. When I look at the Pope allowing, and don't say he don't know that these priests are raping these kids, and then he allowed them to move these priests from one parish to another, I cannot see that, especially when you take a 5 or 6 year old person, and I heard today that they wasn't raping 6 or 7 year old kids.
Yeah,
that's a lie.
What I don't know and what I haven't seen are stories that it went to the level of the Pope. But it clearly did reach the very high levels in the Catholic Church here in the United States and other countries where, I guess, what is it, Archbishop levels? I'm not Catholic, but, excuse me, I guess the Archbishop of Boston knew about these cases. And as a policy measure, the Church covered it up. Yeah.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm saying. Why do they allow them to cover this? Do you think they're above the law?
No one's above the law.
Okay, if they're not above the law, if an ordinary man raped a child, he would go to jail, right?
Yeah, but they covered it up so they wouldn't have to go, you know.
But the law know that they raped these kids.
Yeah, I mean, but that's not the job of the Archbishop to make that determination. So, I mean, you have to go to the police chief of Boston and say, how come he didn't prosecute?
That's what they did. They was going to the police. They was telling the police about this. But they so powerful, they would pay these people. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think if a person raped your son, you will accept $100 million? Would you be satisfied with that?
Yeah, I certainly would, yeah.
And what about your son? You wouldn't give a damn about your son?
Well, I would give him the $100 million, so...
So you wouldn't care? If you mean Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You mean to tell me you that crazy about money that you would accept your son being raped and somebody offer you some money
well,
and you would take
what
it?
What I'm telling you is that the rape's already occurred. If somebody comes to me and says, here's $100 million for permission to rape your son, I'm going to say, no way, right? Same as you would. But if they say your son's been raped, you have a choice. You can either, you know, turn it over to the cops and prosecute the guy, or here's $100 million and let's just do this outside the courts. Yeah, I would be tempted to take the money. And
You wouldn't prosecute the priest?
I don't necessarily want revenge on the priest. I want to make it right, and I'm trying to help out my son in the end. So, you know, it's not an easy call. I mean, if you think the priest should rot in jail, that's fine. You know.
Well, don't you?
I think the priest should be punished. I'm not sure exactly how. Yeah. And I'm more uncomfortable that the problem, quite frankly, is that the church shouldn't be offering the money. That's really the argument.
The question is
not the parent, whether or not they were wrong to take the money. I'm not so sure they were. They're not the one committing the immorality. The immorality is being committed by a church that is covering it up and then condoning it and supporting it. I appreciate the call, but I got to move on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.